ओम नमः भगवते वासुदेवाय। श्रीमद् भागवतम कैंटो 3 द स्टेटस क्वो चैप्टर 15 डिस्क्रिप्शन ऑफ द किंगडम ऑफ गॉड पार्ट 2 वर्सेस 12 थ्रू 25 लॉर्ड ब्रह्मा describes Vaikuntha. Lord Brahma said, "My four sons, Sanaka, Sanatan, Sanandana, and Sanatkumara, who were born from my mind, are your predecessors, O demigods. And sometimes they travel throughout the material and spiritual skies without any definite desire. After thus traveling all over the universes, they also entered into the spiritual sky, for they were freed from all material contamination. In the spiritual sky, there are spiritual planets known as Vaikunthas, which are the residence of the Supreme Personality of Godhead and His pure devotees. The Vaikuntha planets are worshipped by the residents of all the other material planets. In the Vaikuntha planets, all the residents are similar in form to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. All of them engage in devotional service to the Lord without desires for sense gratification. In the Vaikuntha planets is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who is the original person and who can be understood through the Vedic literature. That original person is full of the uncontaminated mode of goodness, with no place for passion or ignorance. The Supreme Personality of Godhead contributes religious progress for the devotees. In those Vaikuntha planets, there are many forests which are very auspicious. In those forests, the trees are desire trees, and in all seasons they are filled with flowers and fruits, because everything in Vaikuntha is spiritual and personal. In the Vaikuntha planets, the inhabitants fly in their airplanes, accompanied by their wives and consorts, and they eternally sing of the character and activities of the Lord, which are always devoid of all inauspicious qualities. While singing the glories of the Lord, they deride even the presence of the blossoming Madhavi flowers, which are fragrant and laden with honey. And when the king of bees hums in a high pitch, singing the glories of the Lord, there is a temporary lull in the noise of the pigeon, cuckoo, crane, chakravak, swan, parrot, partridge, and peacock. Such transcendental birds stop their own singing simply to hear the glories of the Lord. Although flowering plants like the mandara, kunda, kuravaka, utpala, champaka, Arna, Punaga, Nagakeshara, Bakula, Lily, and Parijata are full of transcendental fragrance, still they are conscious of the austerities performed by Tulsi, for Tulsi is given special preference by the Lord, who garlands himself with Tulsi leaves. The inhabitants of Vaikuntha travel in their airplanes made of lapis lazuli, emerald, and gold. Although crowded by their consorts, who have large hips and beautiful smiling faces, the inhabitants of Vaikuntha cannot be stimulated to passion by the mirth and beautiful charms of the consorts. The ladies in the Vaikuntha planets are as beautiful as the goddess of fortune herself. Such transcendentally beautiful ladies, with their hands playing with lotuses and their leg bangles tinkling, are sometimes seen sweeping the marble walls, which are bedecked at intervals with golden borders, in order to receive the grace of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. The goddesses of fortune worship the Lord in their own gardens by offering tulasi leaves on the coral-paved banks of transcendental reservoirs of water. And while offering worship to the Lord, they can see on the water the reflection of their beautiful faces with raised noses, and it appears that they have become even more beautiful because of the Lord's kissing their faces. Yan na vrajanti aghabdo rachananuvadach trinvanti ye anya vishaya kukatha matigni yastu sruta hata bhagaya nribhir ata saras tangstan kshipanti ashraneshu tamaksu hanta. Oh, it is very much regrettable that unfortunate people do not discuss the description of the Vaikuntha planets, but instead engage in topics which are unworthy to hear and which simply bewilder one's intelligence. Those who give up the topics of Vaikuntha and take to talk of the material world are thrown into the darkest region of ignorance. Ye bhyarthitam apicha no nri gating prapanna jnanang chatattva vishayang saha dharmang yatra naradhanang bhagavato vitaranti amushya sammohita vitataya bata mayayate. O my dear demigods, the human form of life is of such importance that we also desire to have such a life. For in the human form, one can attain perfect religious truth and knowledge. If one in this human form of life does not understand the Supreme Personality of Godhead and his abode, Vaikuntha, then it is to be understood that he or she is very much affected by the influence of the external material nature. Yachcha vrajanti animisham rishabhanu vritya dure yamahi uparina sprihaniya shilah bartur mitha suyashasa katanu raga vaiklavya bashpa kalaya pulaki kritanga. Persons whose bodily features change in ecstasy and who breathe heavily and perspire due to hearing the glories of the Lord are promoted to the kingdom of God, even though they do not care for meditation and other austerities. The kingdom of God is above the material universes, and it is desired by myself as well as other demigods. Gopinath, 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 Gopinath. Mama Nivedana, you know, Vishayi Durjana, Sada Kamarata, Kichunahi Mora Guna, Gopinath,
Gopinath, Gopinath, Amara Barasa to me, Tomara Charane, Loinu Charana, Tomara King Koro Ami. Gopinath, 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 Gopinath. Kemone chodibe more, na jani hokati, karme jadamati, pore ki songsara gore. Gopinath, 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 Gopinath. Shakali tomara maya, nahi mama valla, jnana sunirmala, swadina nahe ekhaya. Gopinath, 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 Gopinath. Niyata charane sthana, mage e pamara, kandiya kandiya, korohe koruna dana. Gopinath, Gopinath, Gopinath. Shakali paro, dujane charite, tomara shakati, teache papira aro. Gopinath, 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 Gopinath. Kripa parabara, jivera karane, asya prapanche, lila koile suvistara. Gopinath, 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 Gopinath. Ami ki doshe doshi, asura shakala, hailo charana, vinodata kilo boshi. Gopinath, 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 Gopinath. Gopinath, 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 Gopinath. O Gopinath, Lord of the Gopis, please hear my request. For I am a wicked materialist, always addicted to worldly desires, and no good qualities do I possess. O Gopinath, you are my only hope, and therefore I have taken shelter at your lotus feet. I am now your eternal servant. O Gopinath, how will you purify me? For I do not know what devotion is, and my materialistic mind is absorbed in fruitive work. I have fallen into this dark and perilous worldly existence. O Gopinath, everything here is your illusory energy. I have no strength or transcendental knowledge, and this body of mine is not independent nor free from the control of your material nature. O Gopinath, this sinner who is weeping and weeping begs for an eternal place at your divine feet. Please give me your mercy. O Gopinath, you are able to do anything, and therefore you have the power to deliver all sinners. Now, who is there that is more of a sinner than me? O Gopinath, indeed you are the ocean of mercy. Having come into this phenomenal world, you expand your divine pastimes for the sake of the fallen souls. O Gopinath, I am so sinful that although all the demons attained your lotus feet, Bhaktivinod Thakur has remained in worldly existence.
Guru Mukha Padma Vakya. When we speak of desire, we refer to desire for material sense gratification. In the Vaikuntha planets, Krishna's plenary or full feature as four-handed Narayana is the predominating deity, and the residents of Vaikuntha Loka are also four-handed, just contrary to our conception here in the material world. In Vaikuntha Loka, there is no occupation but the service of the Lord, and this service is not rendered with a purpose. Although every service has a particular result, the devotees never aspire for the fulfillment of their own desires. Instead, their desires are automatically fulfilled by rendering transcendental loving service to the Lord. The kingdom of the Supreme Personality of Godhead in the spiritual sky cannot be understood by any process other than hearing from the description of the Vedas, so no one can go and see it. In this material world also, one who is unable to pay to go to a far distant place by motorized conveyances can only understand about that place from authentic books. Therefore, the kingdom of God in the spiritual sky can be understood only through the authentic descriptions of the Vedas and Puranas. In this section, the word Murtimat indicates that everything in Vaikuntha has a spiritual form. The inhabitants of Vaikuntha, however, are so interested in glorifying the Lord that they do not like the disturbance of such a nice breeze while they are chanting the Lord's glories. So in other words, they are pure devotees, for they consider glorification of the Lord more important than their own sense gratification. As such, in the Vaikuntha planets, there is no question of sense gratification. To smell the fragrance of a blossoming flower is certainly very nice, but it is simply for sense gratification. Spiritual variegatedness means that everything is animate. There is nothing inanimate. The special feature of Vaikuntha Loka
is that there is no question of sense gratification. We find in this material world that even an ass enjoys its own sound vibration. But in Vaikuntha, such nice birds as the peacock, chakravaka, and cuckoo prefer to hear the vibration of the glories of the Lord from the humming bees. The most important thing about the spiritual world is that there is no envy among the devotees there. In this section of Srimad Bhagavatam, it is specifically mentioned that a woman's large hips are very attractive and they stimulate man's passion. But the wonderful feature of Vaikuntha is that although the women have large hips and beautiful faces and are also decorated with ornaments of emeralds and jewels, the men are so absorbed in Krishna consciousness that the beautiful bodies of the women cannot attract them. In other words, there is enjoyment of the association of the opposite sex, but there is no sexual relationship. And that is because the residents of Vaikuntha have a better standard of pleasure, so there is no need of sex pleasure. In the Brahma Samhita, it is stated that the ground on the Vaikuntha planets is made of touchstone, Chintamani, and thus there is no need to sweep the stone in Vaikuntha, for there is hardly any dust on it. But still, in order to satisfy the Lord, the ladies there always engage in dusting the marble walls. But why? The reason is that they are eager to achieve the grace of the Lord by doing so. Lakshmi in the house of Ravana is called Chanchala or unsteady. Men of Ravana's class want Lakshmi only without her husband Narayana, and therefore they become unsteady due to Lakshmiji. Materialistic persons find fault on the part of Lakshmi, but in Vaikuntha, Lakshmiji is fixed in the service of the Lord. In spite of her being the goddess of fortune, Lakshmi cannot be happy without the grace of the Lord. For even the goddess of fortune needs the Lord's grace in order to be happy. Yet, in this material world, even Lord Brahma, the highest created being, seeks the favor of Lakshmi for happiness. Generally, when a woman is kissed by her husband, her face becomes more beautiful. So in Vaikuntha also, although the goddess of fortune is naturally as beautiful as can be imagined, she nevertheless awaits the kissing of the Lord in order to make her face more beautiful. The most unfortunate persons are the impersonalists, who cannot understand the transcendental variegatedness of the spiritual world. Such impersonalists think that the spiritual world is completely void, or in other words, that there is no variegatedness. This mentality is described herein as Ku Katha Mati Gni, intelligent bewildered by unworthy words. Recorded April 30, 2023 by Nirantaradasa. All glories to the ISKCON founder Acharya A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Om Tat Sat.
Jaya Radha Madhava Kunjabi Hari. Jaya Radha Madhava Kunjabi Hari. Gopi Janavallabha Girivaradhari. Gopi Janavallabha Girivaradhari. Yashodanandana Gopi Janaranjana. Yashodanandana Gopi Janaranjana. Yamuna Tira Vanachahi. Yamuna Tira Vanachahi. Jaya Radha Madhava Kunjabi Hari. Gopi Janavallabha Girivaradhari. Yashodanandana Gopi Janaranjana. Yamuna Tira Vanachari. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Jaya Radha Madhava Kunjabi Hari. Jaya Radha Madhava Kunjabi Hari. Jaya Radha Madhava Kunjabi Hari.